Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Know how it goes, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on Sufi. I already know you can't ball with me. Come strap it up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Thank you for stopping by.
For sure.
We are the Baller Alert Show. I'm Octavia March.
I'm Ferrari Simmons.
I'm You Know BT.
I heard somebody say Baller Alert Podcast. Yes, and we are the Baller Alert Podcast, and we're just going to talk a little bit about podcasting today. So, for starters, what is the Baller Alert Show? We'll delve into that.
The Baller Alert Show started in 2016. With a couple of employees, 11, she called me. B Simone was actually one of the original hosts, and this gentleman named Styx Malone. And then that dismantled, and then Kenny Burns revamped it. Grabbed OCT, kept me, and then we added Sue Solo. Then it changed again. It was just Sue Solo and myself and Octavia. Then it changed again, and we added BT. Then it changed again, and Sue Solo found some other dope opportunities. She's currently on the radio right now in Atlanta, Hennessy. She's doing a lot. So now it's down to this three right here, BT, Octavia, Ferrari Simmons.
For sure. Just for a little, big three. Just a little context, you know, when we started, and we went through so many changes because a lot of our ex-hosts, they found other opportunities to have their own, you know, platforms and stuff like that. And we support them wholeheartedly. And we just continue to, you know, move forward in what we're doing. But we don't knock what they're doing at all. And they're doing some great things. Like he said, Sue Solo is on the radio right now. She's on AMP. You know, so is Kenny Burns, has his own show, own platform. And, you know, we moved on as the big three, BT, Rari, myself, and keeping the Baller Alert Show moving and grooving.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, let's talk about hosting a little bit, guys. A little bit of your backgrounds and how it relates to you today.
So I've been on the radio for 10 years here in Atlanta. I worked at V103. I worked at Streets 945. I currently work at a record label, Warner Records. I'm the National Director of Lifestyle and Mix Show Promotion. So my job is basically to make sure DJs have the music that the labels are promoting. I'm still hosting parties. I'm still DJing parties. And I'm still doing the podcast. And on the podcast, we just get on here and talk a lot of smack. That's basically what I do to the podcast.
Yeah, I've been in radio for over a decade, and I've always been in the background, though. I've been on the boards. I do audio engineering, and production is my background. So when you hear, even to this day, I've started at V103, and then I now work at Streets 94.5, and when you hear the commercials or anything of that nature, that's me. The station imaging, you know, going between songs, I do that. I put all that on, and I bring a lot of that to the podcast. Now, when I was tapped to do this, you know, I was tapped to produce, but you know, with so many things going on, I stepped up into hosting, and I kind of do anything that we need. You know, filming. I'm filming us right now. Getting the sound quality correct. And when it comes to hosting, my style is to humanize whoever we have coming on our platform. We get a lot of reality stars, you know, who may be judged a lot, you know, for whatever you guys see on TV. I come in and I just try to get to know who that person really is behind all of that stuff that, you know, people see on a regular basis. So that's kind of my hosting style.
Well, before you go, BT, so if you've seen any of our clips, the little boozy clips, the Tusi clips, saying he likes regular girls and he doesn't like, if you've seen any of our clips go viral, she's the person who produced clips. She's the one that puts the little movie clips in it, and it just literally goes viral. So it's all her putting that shit. Oh, can we curse? No? Putting that stuff together.
Just creative. I just like to create, so yeah.
She's dope.
I started doing radio in Arkansas, and then I eventually moved to Atlanta, and I was on the radio in Atlanta for about maybe like 6 years, and then I decided that the world is changing. Podcast is becoming, you know, such a powerful thing in the world. And, you know, I believe in myself, and I believe in, if you got a dream, you shouldn't wait for somebody to give you an opportunity. You should create your own opportunity. And I remember I was on a radio station part time, and I was like, man, they not doing anything with me. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, I'm a superstar, and I feel like I can hold my own weight. And, you know, a lot of times you see a lot of people getting put in positions, and you just sitting back, you just waiting, and you just waiting for your opportunity. And really, you just wasting your time. You know, because we live in a day and age where we have the internet, we got these podcasts, you know, people have a voice. You don't have to wait on these big companies to make you sit and wait for years until, you know, somebody else just decide they want to quit their job or they want to get fired. And then they're going to say, hey, you know, we'll give you an opportunity now. I know you've been staying on the sideline for 10 years, but, you know, now you have an opportunity. But, you know, that's why I really appreciate, you know, Ferrari and the whole Ball Alert team, because Ferrari said, man, I think you would be a good fit to do this, you know. And I remember doing a show and I was like, man, this feels good. It feels more modern. It feels more, you know, like evolution versus me just doing radio. And I remember I said, you know, I just remember that day where I was just like, I was just fed up. I was like, man, I'm not going to sit on the sidelines. I'm watching people on the internet, and all these people are like growing their followers, growing their fan base. And I'm just on the radio station trying to figure out and wait on my opportunity until I get a full-time job. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I think I'm going to take my chances and roll the dice on myself and get these opportunities to interview people. Because when I was on the radio, I never got the opportunities to interview anybody. I just kind of felt like somebody that was just treated like, you know, you ain't got the talent to do this. So me coming to Ball Alert, you know, a lot of the viral clips that we did, you know, with interviewing Boosie and so many other people.
One of his most viral clips was the DeAndre Sanders interview. I don't know if y'all saw that. That went on every college television network when she said it was killings on the Jackson State campus. I don't know if y'all saw that clip. It was on TMZ. BT asked her that question. I was actually off that day. So you went viral quite a bit. We went on TMZ four times this year, so.
Dang, I was
and
on
for Jacquees as well.
Oh, yeah.
I was on TMZ for Jacquees when you said that about LMA.
LMA, yeah.
Was that your question?
No, that was your question. That was BT.
Yeah,
you know, BT. BT asked the questions. I don't know how you muster it up, but when we have the guests, BT asked the question. I remember he asked Finesse two times about the Gunna. He asked Babyface Ray about Gunna. Like, if it's a tough question, or
Ferrari asked tough questions too, because he went viral for Flage.
Oh,
you when you was pressing her about
only because
Lotto.
I know Lotto. I know Flage, right? So I know these people, right? So if I know you and I know you, and y'all break up, I'm going to ask you what happened to him, because that's my friend and you're my friend. So that's what happened on the interview.
But
I said, Flage, why didn't Lotto put you in the video? And I saw Lotto a couple of weeks later. She was like, Ferrari, why you did all that? I was like, yo, I just asked her a question. Do you guys not want me to ask the question?
We do want you to ask the questions. And you know what I have to do? Clip that up and let everybody see.
Oh, they were killing me in the comments, too. they was like, Ferrari, you being messy. But in reality, I literally just said, why were you not in the video? That's your home dog. That's your home team. But your home girl, Angel Reese, was in the video, and she don't even know her like that. That's a real question. Like, why are you not in the video?
There's nothing wrong with asking questions.
Yeah, but sometimes in the comments, y'all, boy, when you work for a big blog, which is Ball Alert, because you got to remember, we're separated. We're not Ball Alert. We're the Ball Alert podcast. We work for Ball Alert.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when the clips go on the Ball Alert page, man, them comments go crazy. You be wanting to argue with everybody, but
man, I ain't arguing.
When
I ain't
get
going
bored,
back
I will. But I jump in the comments sometimes, though, for sure.
Yeah, you got to stay out of the comments.
No.
I don't even go in the comments. I laugh with everybody else.
I don't think those people are real in the comments. I don't think that.
Oh, they real. They just
no,
they
they're
just,
not.
They real
because they will never see you and say that.
They just still live in the house with their mama. They real.
They're not real.
I got a cousin in Florida. She literally has a fake page, and she goes in comments just to troll. That's what she do.
Well, the comments are mad at me and BT right now because we refuse to touch a young woman who came on our show last week. Her name is Wet Wet on Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Oh yeah, on the Zoo show.
And she wanted us to touch her breast, and we kindly declined. And now everybody in the comments are mad at us.
I'm not getting canceled. I'm telling y'all right now. She came on the show, and the first thing she did was, hold on, y'all. Do y'all want to touch my breasts?
So people were saying on the show that she was on that her breasts were like rocks. So she wanted to come on a big platform to show that her breasts were soft.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff we be having to go on the show. We have really good interviews, but unfortunately, those don't get the high views. It'd be the wildest, craziest stuff that gets 500,000 views. And, you know, sometimes you got to remember, we're Ball Alert, so it's a blog, and it's news, talk, and gossip. Unfortunately, the news doesn't all the way go as high as you want it to go. The gossip goes through the roof. So
yeah, that's why I'm tired of people talking about, like, you know, when I do read the comments, most of the time I don't read, people always say in the comments, like, you know, why these type of people are coming on the show and stuff like that. And I said, because y'all watching. Because you watching. Because if you're not watching, then these people wouldn't have the opportunity to get these platforms, like coming on a Ball Alert show and other platforms to even do stuff like that, in my opinion. Because I always look at a lot of the interviews that we think, oh my God, we got this big artist is going to come on the show, and this, you know, this interview is going to go crazy. And then, you know,
it gets 20,000 views. You'd be like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, and then, you know,
nobody wants to see that.
But
they
then Nicki Natural
Gigi
comes on, and it goes 300,000 views. Wow, she ain't really even say nothing the whole interview.
Because Wet Wet had a great story. We did highlight her story, but people didn't want to see that. They wanted to talk about why we wouldn't want to touch her.
Yeah, which is weird, especially in this cancel culture. Like, you want us to touch
careful,
a woman's breast on camera?
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Let's keep it pushing. We're going to talk about teamwork and podcasting, the chemistry amongst us. I feel like we said, we've been doing it for a long time, but, you know, I think we forged friendships outside and it comes off great on camera.
Yeah, you got to be really organized if you have a big podcast and it's doing numbers or whatever you guys do out there. If you're trying to do a podcast, we got a group. We got two separate group chats. The schedule, we got to schedule talent. We got to show up on time. Actually, not even on time. You got to get there at least an hour early. You got to set up. You know, it's on camera, so we got four cameras. We got four cameras. Mm-hmm. The microphones. I have to lie to the guests to get them to show up on time. So I usually tell the guests that's arriving, I tell them the wrong time. So whatever time that they think that they're coming, they always show up an hour later. Because, you know, that's just how certain people are, especially when you're getting, the entertainment industry folks, you gotta give them the wrong time. So I'm usually an hour and a half, hour, and then some of them will come on time and then we're still setting up, which is great. But for the most part, everyone shows up late. So that's like a little gem that I'll give you. Whenever you're booking talent, I do an hour out because they will be late. We're in Atlanta. We're right in the middle of the city. It's always traffic. In the middle of the afternoon, our show's around 1 p.m. So it's always going to be traffic. So I always do an hour out. And then when they show up an hour late, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, and I just look at them like, yeah, you showed up on time. I lied.
Hey, Rory.
Come on.
Keep in mind, the big artists show up on time.
That's crazy too, right?
The big artists show up on time.
Jeezy came on time. Boosie was early.
Country Wayne
was an hour early. And then, you know, these new guys, they're a whole hour late.
They late.
You know.
They always late.
But, you know, setting up the show and just us, we just have to make sure we stick together and overly communicate, because we could be in an interview and, you know, it's three of us. We got to let each other talk. We can't over talk each other. It's a whole little dynamic that we got to create amongst each other.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a team effort. Like Rory says, he books the guest. You know, a lot of people think they could come to me. They can come to me, and if they want to be on the show, but I will kindly put them off on Rory, because like I said, I'm a creative, so I have to, you know, shoot the show. I'm setting up, you know, early. I'm there setting up. I'm thinking about content, you know, the way the run of the show. I'm creating. I'm writing it. I am getting these guys together and you know, this is what we're going to do today. This is what we're going to do today. And even when we're in the interview, you know, we got to keep eye contact to know when to move on. Mm-hmm. Okay, next story. You know, we don't have a lot of time to spend on things. So it's a big team effort.
Before you go, BT, I will say real quick, too. You got to remember, ours is a news cycle. So our content has to come out quick. So if we do an episode on Tuesday, we got to drop Wednesday, because if we wait till Friday, that news cycle hadn't came out and it's old. Y'all ain't even going to listen that or watch that. So our content comes out fast.
And that is very hard to do, especially when you're the only one doing it. Yeah. And I don't have a team yet. So a lot of times people see Baller Alert and they're like, oh, man, y'all got this, y'all got that. It's just us. So as soon as we're done, I'm going and I am on my computer and I am, you know, going through the content, sending it to Rory for posting, and I'm creating the next thing, you know, like this. This is going to be out tonight or something, you know, because it's like we got to get it quick, because it's such, people forget so fast, you know, and then your stuff is old really quick.
One of the big things for us, you know, we're working together as a team, is also just remembering people's strong points. You know, when we do these interviews, I always think about, what's my strong point?
And I lied to him too. He never shows up on time.
I was going
to
say that, but I was observing him too.
Wait, you said what?
I lied to you.
To be on time.
Oh, okay.
So that's the time we was here and when he was here.
I was getting some breakfast.
Okay. Go ahead.
It was just like, you know.
This is baby brother.
It was bagels and fruit and stuff. Some healthy stuff. So
go ahead, man.
I take my time. Anyways, I know everybody's strong suit. So I know when we doing these interviews, I know what Octavia's strong suit is in doing the interview. I know Ferrari and I know mine. So a lot of times, you know, people will say like, like the good things that they will always say is like, man, you guys did such a great interview, because most people cut off the artist, or people are like, you know, somebody's talking about something, then you know, y'all see an interview, I'm like, damn, let the person talk. I want to see, like, damn, you know. So that's one of the main things that we always keep conscious about, is like, we got to let the talent talk, because y'all watching it because of your favorite talent. No matter, I mean, I know we pretty cool too, but majority of the time y'all watching it because of the talent that y'all see on there. So we just always, you know, try to communicate and let the talent talk, because I think that's really important. Because some of the podcasts that I watch, I'll be like, man, shut up, man. I came here to watch Nicki Minaj talk, or whoever talk, man. Like,
and I would say, I like for us, we always try to strive to, when you guys, you know, Cardi B is going to do 10 interviews, right? But when you watch the one with us, I believe that ours will be the best version of it. She'll be the most comfortable there, because we ask the questions, it's comfortable, it's open, and we allow them to talk and be themselves.
Facts. And, you know, sometimes we don't always get it right. Sometimes Rari, myself, or BT will, you know, over talk or something. And it's nothing for me to pull one of these guys aside and say, hey, that was a little much. Mm-hmm. You know, let's try this better next time.
She'll do it mid-interview. She'll be like, Rari.
Mm. No, they're very receptive.
She'll hit me with them eyes like, hey, nigga.
I'm in production mode. So I'm
relax.
Like, cut. I don't want to interrupt the flow of the energy that's already going on in the interview. So I kind of look like, check your phone.
Yeah,
right,
you'll definitely get a text in mid-interview. And
she'll
it'll
text
be like,
us mid-interview like, hey, rap is talking way too long.
Or if the person is very chatty, okay, we have to cut them off, because sometimes we'll get people who just
little
go
scrappy
on tangents. And I'm like, Lord.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because a lot of times it's like when you're interviewing people, you kind of like, narrating a book. So it's like, if people venture off too much on what people want to listen to, us as talent, we know, like, all right, come back to, all right, let me cut you off so we can reel you back in. Because you get some of these artists and talent, they talk a lot about nothing. You'll be like, wait, what are we talking about?
Or try to deflect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So accountability is really big with us, and we hold everybody accountable after the interviews. And, you know, another little secret that we have too is, you know, when we interview or talk to somebody, we normally have a conversation with those people before we even start filming. And a lot of times we try to be like, man, how comfortable they were, how can we get them to be on camera and be just as comfortable? Because you might ask somebody an industry question and then they give you a political thing, and then you like, wait, we was just talking off camera and you say how you really feel.
Yeah. And a great example of that is Wet Wet, who we just had, Miss Wet Wet from Jocelyn's Cabaret. And I told her, you know, she was a little late, and, you know, sometimes you get people who are late and they just nasty. And that's when I ain't got time for you. And you're going to get straight
to the
point.
So in theory, she was 2 hours late, because she was already lied to, and she was an hour late for that. Yeah. So then she was 2 hours late. They was about to leave.
But she was so sweet. I had to keep him there because I was at least going to extend her grace. When she came in.
I was ready to leave. I said, man, I don't know who missed. Miss Dry Dry, I'm ready to leave. She is 2 hours late.
Yeah, but she came in and she was very sweet. So what I told her is, you know, this is about what your story. So however you want to tell it, that's where we're going to go. That's how I kind of like do all of our interviews. It's like, this is a story about who you are. Your name is at the title of this episode, not ours. Yeah. So it's all about you. So it's like, you know, however you want to take this, or do you want to be who you are, or do you want people to see who you really are?
Yeah.
So
agreed.
That's kind of how I steer the talent. But let's get into how to make a podcast stand out in an oversaturated market.
I think, of course, we got help because it's Ball Alert, right? Ball Alert has 7.8 million followers on Instagram, 1.8 million followers on Facebook, 1.5 million followers on TikTok. I'm leaving out something, but it definitely helps
us
that we
have 100,000 subscribers
on
YouTube.
Hey, look, so I want to give us some grace right now. Man, when we started Ball Alert less than a year ago with the Corey that you guys see, we had 20,000 subscribers on YouTube. We about to hit 100,000 subscribers. That's all us right here. No help. Oh, yeah, you hit it with the snaps. Okay, okay, okay.
They weren't sure how to work YouTube before
us. Right, right. But I would say, you know, we try not to get the viral moment, but if it happens, we just expound on it, if it makes sense.
It's all about the viral moment.
I try not to be messy, but if it gets there, I'm going to ask you the question. So I'm speaking for myself.
Are you messy, or do we have a messy job?
I have a messy job. Like, my job is to ask you the question. You guys don't want to watch an interview that's just basic.
Ferrari don't mind getting his hands dirty. He is all about it.
I've been around in the industry for a long time, so I have relationships with a lot of these people anyway, so I feel like I'm valid with asking that question anyway. So if I feel like I'm asking you a question, I'm not asking you to be messy. I'm asking you because I want to answer, and y'all want the answer. You don't want to hear a rudimentary answer. You want to hear Jeezy say, damn, me and my wife going through the divorce. Not, no comment. You want to watch that, and guess what? You'll probably be inclined to watch it the whole interview. If you see a cliffhanger in the beginning, because Ock does a really good job. She puts the trailer in the beginning of the episode to make you watch the episode. We had Nia K, and I'm in my part. She started crying on our episode. That just came out today.
Yesterday.
Right? Yesterday. She used to be on the Rap Game with Jermaine Dupri. She cried on the episode because her and her dad's relationship is not well. She put it in the beginning of the episode. So she does a lot of things to get people drawn in for you to say, okay, I want to watch that. That looks like it's a great interview. And that motivates me when you guys in the comments, I don't know if anyone is here that comments, but we get a lot of comments that says great interview. So that's my motivation.
No, definitely. You have to grab the audience's attention. Like, what is going to make you stand out amongst every other podcast? I'm a podcast watcher. Not only I watch them, I listen to them. And it's just like, you know, what can I do to, you know, draw people in? Even if it's just for a minute, let me just show you what this is about. So, you know, how crazy Bootsy is. I'm going to just put how crazy and a fool he acted on a minute. For a minute duration, so you can see it real quick and decide, do I want to continue to watch this or do I just want to click off? But most of the time, people just stay and watch.
I agree with both of you guys. I think what's really important, especially when you have a podcast and you're trying to grow, I think great content. So a lot of the questions that I ask, I always envision myself, if I was somebody, you know, that was a regular person, was a fan of this artist or this, you know, influencer, what would I want to ask them if I was sitting right in front of them? Like, would I want to ask? Not what I think or what's my opinion on this person, but I always think, like, what do people on the internet really want to ask this person if they were sitting right in front of, you know, somebody like a Jacquees? Because I asked him, I said, you know, I said, man, they always play with you on the internet. And he said, yeah, you know, I was just talking about that before I came up here, what made people start, like, you know, messing with me on the internet?
King of R&B.
And he said, I think it's when I said I was the king of R&B. And I said, yeah, you effed up when you said that. And it's like, I feel like, you know, most people wouldn't talk to Jacquees like that. But, you know, we have a personal relationship, and a lot of the talent have a personal relationship. And I always tell them, like, if you come on a show, let's give the people a show. Let's give them what they want. People want to watch us for the show. Don't just come up here and be like all political, like you had a radio station, like, yeah, man, I don't know. Hey,
we had one bad interview, the Anne Marie interview. Is that still up on YouTube?
Oh,
yeah. They can go find it, hell.
I know they don't know it was bad. It didn't look bad.
It didn't look bad, but man, y'all, she came in there. She came in there and said nothing to us. Like, she was just real monotone.
And almost 2 hours late.
And she was late, too. Yeah, so it was, yeah.
We have
bad interviews too sometimes.
Yeah, but the interview is bad because of the talent. You know, I always tell talent, it's like, you know, when you come on an interview, it's like this is a TV show, right? I don't look at this as a podcast. This is a TV show. You know, we're becoming more evolved into like watching TV on our phones now. Yeah. So I always tell people, like, this is a TV show. So what's going to be interesting for people to watch this show versus everybody else? And I think that's what makes us so different with our podcast is we're entertainment segments. So we're going to get on here and we're going to get the guests and we're going to say, okay, what do you think about what's going on in the media with this and this and this and that?
Yep.
And a lot of times you don't get a chance to see like your favorite artist or your favorite influencer talk about, you know, topics. The same thing that we see, like, oh, man, did you see this on the internet? Like, what do you think about this? And because, you know, a lot of times the talent, they're always trying to like hide and be hidden and be like, hey, just watch my movies or just listen to my music. No, man, what you think about what we seen with Blueface and Chris Sean Rock? What you think?
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Does anybody have any questions in the audience?
What's your question?
How do we deal with Amory not talking?
You know what it's like? You know, it's like how you getting ready for work. And you know, when you late, you just hurry up, throw on some clothes and go outside. That's how you deal with interviews with people that you know. Is very much of a dry conversation. You just hurry up, put on your clothes and leave.
Just like having a bad customer, depending on where you work at, just having a bad customer, man, it's just same thing. Just
yeah,
do your job and move on.
Now, what's your question?
Is it more important to be consistent?
Or have the moment? I would say both. I think if you're consistent, you will get the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Consistent, man, you know, listen, guys. If you guys really, to answer your question, watch our Country Wayne interview. Please go on Ball Alert TV on YouTube and look for the interview when we interview Country Wayne. Listen, man, you can make it. You guys are losing out on a whole bunch of money out here. Like 6 pieces of content a day, dog. Minimum 3 posts a day, dog. I literally started my Facebook, and keep in mind, we all have our separate Facebooks, right? Mm-hmm. Instagrams and stuff like that, but we got the Ball Alert Show on Instagram, Ball Alert on YouTube, and I keep it quick by saying I started posting consistently on my Facebook fan page. I went from like 3,000 followers. I just hit 51,000 today, and I just started Woo. Doing that 6 months ago. But that's because I'm posting 3 pieces of content every day, and I don't know which one reacts. I just post. The Bambi mm-hmm. one react. Sometimes yeah. I'm not even in the clip. BT's in the clip. Sometimes Octavia's in the clip. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's not even about me. It's just about the clip.
And what we do is I just try to at least give us, from one show, I try to at least do 10 videos that we can post.
Yep.
So out of those 10, at least 3 going to go viral.
I agree. And Facebook and Instagram is not the same. What may work on that platform may not work. Snapchat. You know,
TikTok.
You can get some money on Facebook, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. No, I was just asking about the content. Like, so whenever you have the initial podcast episode, what's your approach to like breaking this down? So, for example, on the Thickest Thieves podcast, we have the full length. Then we break it into like 3 or 4 horizontals, depending on like specific things we're talking about. And then we break that also into, you know, 7 to 14 vertical clips per week. So I was curious what your approach was.
So when I'm writing the podcast, and an interviewer's coming in, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm going to ask this question or he's going to ask this question. Whatever the question is, I'm always in the moment, like when I'm producing it in real time, when I'm sitting there hosting, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to post. Or sometimes I'll be like, hey guys, what do you guys think, you know, is your favorite part of today's show? They'll tell me and I'll cut it up for them. And then, but I'll just go through the whole thing and I'll just break it up like, I'll do one big combined, like a trailer. That's going to be a post because every, you know, you, if you could just see what the whole episode was about in one video, 1 minute, then that's going to either draw you in to go see the full video, or, you know, that'll just be a like for that part of social media. Yep. But, yeah, like I'm sitting there as I'm doing the show and thinking about clipping things as I'm saying things, what I want to see, you know, from this show or whatever. In real time, I'm clipping everything up.
I heard y'all mention a few times, like, relationships. I wanted to know some, like, key points to building relationships, in y'all opinion.
Building relationships with the
people. With us or
just,
the
just people in general.
Oh, talking about the talent?
Talk about talent.
Hey, I'm a shark, bro. You know? I'm a shark. Like, I will literally walk up to somebody and be like, hey, bro, I work for Ball Alert. What's up? You coming on the show?
Rory is a genius.
I don't care. I might see somebody in the hallway. I just saw Lil Duval. I said, hey, bro, you got to come on the show. What's up?
Yeah, you definitely with a lot
starving
of talent.
For it.
Yeah, with a lot of talent, you just got to be real direct because you got to understand these people have tons of people coming up to them every day. So I use the same approach. Like, I host a lot of big parties in Atlanta. So if a talent comes in, like I remember Ferrari was like, "Yo, we got to get Nick Cannon," and I said, "Oh, I got a party with Nick Cannon tonight." So I said, "Hey, Nick, you got to come on the show."
Yeah,
and he was like, "All right, take my number." I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right.
That's the easy part.
It's like, we really plan it out, for real.
But that's the easy part. Rory does the hard part, staying on people. Oh, he doesn't mind hearing no 20 times. Mm-hmm. You tell me no a couple times, I'm like, man, forget this person. But Rory is so consistent, and you need somebody like that who does not care about hearing no 20 million times. Rory is consistent and he gets the guests. Like, all of our big guests is because of him.
Yeah. I'm literally annoyed the hell out of you until you say yes. You're not going
to tell them about the Boosie, how long we had to wait to get that.
So,
and that was one of our biggest interviews.
Right. So, you know, again, being on the radio for a long time, Lil Boosie knows me, obviously. So every time I would see him, I know his manager. Hey, bro, I need Boosie on the show. I need Boosie on the show. I'm just literally texting Boosie. I'm texting his manager when I see him. Hey, I need you on the show. So I saw that he was doing a radio run. He was at V103, local radio station here. So I FaceTimed him. He answered. I hit his manager. I said, I know you out, fool. Answer the phone. He answered the phone. Hey, bro, bring him the Ball Alert. All right, we're going to do it, Ferrari. We're going to do it. Tomorrow. I said, tomorrow? And I put him in the chat. It was an off day for us because we usually do Tuesdays and Thursdays.
24/7.
So I was like, hey, we got Boosie tomorrow. What's up? Everybody was like, hell yeah, let's do it. And that's how I did it. You just got to be persistent.
I said, is he going to show up?
They didn't believe me.
Let me just say something real quick. Ferrari is so special to us because not only he works 24/7, he has a family. He has
a lot of kids.
He got 20 kids.
A wife.
Just had a fifth kid.
He has a household to obtain.
Just had a fifth kid, you know what I'm saying?
Child, yes. And, you know, he still makes us a priority. And he has a full-time job doing label work as well. So,
but that's my passion, the podcast.
Yeah,
that's me. You know what I'm saying? I love it. You know, the other stuff is cool. My family comes first, obviously. But next in line is this right here because it makes me feel happy to get in front of the microphone and have a great interview. My goal is the great interview every time.
Yeah.
She had a question here.
What do you think was your most influential interview that you have done thus far?
Damn, that's a good one.
Man.
I'll let y'all go first.
Go first.
I got to think.
Why y'all just gonna put me on the spot?
He said we gotta wrap it up. So
okay. Yeah. So the most influential interview, I mean, I would say personally for me, I would give like my moment is when I did the DeAndre Sanders interview because I was still kind of like new to like being a co-host on the show, and I seen that interview on TMZ. I seen
it was everywhere. That went nationwide.
Yeah, that was a nationwide interview. I seen it had like over 20,000. People talking about it on Twitter.
Her veneers almost came out in the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she had to get surgery the next day to get them.
She had some temps in.
But I think to me, that was the most influential interview because that really showed me and taught me that, like, you know, like, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, damn. You going straight to me?
I don't know.
Oh. So if I'm saying for Baller Alert, I would say Jeezy. I have a personal relationship with Jeezy. He has a talent agency, and I was able to assigned to him, and I traveled the country with him quite a few times, and I was able to give him his flowers on camera, and I just thought that was a dope moment for me. It was a little closer to home than usual, but we've had some. For my most fun would be Lil Boozy, because we've been waiting on that one, and he gave us everything we needed. Like the Chinese, he said he wanted a Chinese baby mama. That went viral. He don't want to have sex with Rihanna no more. He just likes her. That went viral. Like literally everything on his interview went viral. I can never run out of stuff.
You know what else too, to add on to the Boosie interview? A lot of y'all probably see like Boosie interviews like on Vlad TV. Shout out to Vlad.
He gets paid for those. We didn't have to pay him.
We don't pay for any of our guests, by the way.
That's a fact. But Boosie, I was like, man, I wonder if he gonna give us the Vlad TV Boosie.
Man,
I don't know how he go, because a lot of times you'll see talent, you like, I don't know how they gonna act when they come in here, but I said, oh, when he started beating on the table and he started saying like Gunna's a rat and all this, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, he. Oh,
if y'all want to laugh, please go watch that interview. That's our highest one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is the highest. But I think the one with most influence, I like all of them because I learned something new from every single show. But I really enjoyed Country Wayne because he gave a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. Gigi
Everyone,
McGuire.
Please watch that interview, Country Wayne.
Yeah, Gigi McGuire, definitely watch that one because she tells a story, and I am a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
She tells a story. Yeah. We just kind of gave the outline, and she filled in the blank. Like completely. Yeah. So that is, I feel like, one of my favorite episodes because she really, you can see and vision everything that she said, and she gave us so much game. We always see her out. She's very she's very kind.
Mm-hmm.
So and Country Wayne, of course, he gave us a lot of game. Soraya too.
Soraya also lied and told us that she wasn't dating that man.
She just broke up with Jacob, so I don't think she wanted to say she was dating the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
She's coming back on the show though.
But they're saying we're
done.
We're wrapping.
We can do one more. Can we do one more question?
Yeah, can we do one more?
Gabe got a job, man.
Anybody?
Last question.
Last question.
Do you always have to be like a celebrity to get that interview? I mean, suppose you go through the store or whatever and you see something interesting. Would you ask, like, come on our show?
Absolutely not.
Like,
you said, do you have to be a what?
A celebrity to get on the show.
Or act like a fool or whatever, you know what I mean?
No, we don't.
It got to make sense, though.
Yeah.
Because I would say the type of views and the people who rock with us, or not us, I'm talking about the brand and what we put out, they want to be entertained. So it would have to make sense. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't gonna be no random person. You gotta have something going on for sure.
Okay.
Holler at Ferrari.
Yeah.
But, you can bother me though.
Giving us the wrap up signal right now. I'm Octavia March.
Ferrari Simmons at Ferrari Simmons.
At BT. Even though y'all put my whole name on the fly.
And Baller Alert TV, y'all. Thank y'all so much for having us.
Peace.
Baller Alert.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.